Hey, what's up? You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and I'm doing our Community Matters interview today with Reverend Frank Miller. He is the Director of Operations at the Parchment Valley Convention Center in Ripley, West Virginia, and he runs a special program called Brother's Keeper. And Reverend, I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us today. For those maybe who don't know what Brother's Keeper is, can you give us a little bit of background? What is it?
Certainly. Brother's Keeper is a missional camp where we bring 150 youth and skilled labor adults to go out into the community to help with home repairs and such to those that are in great financial need and such. Brother's Keeper began with a prayer and a vision to reach into the Jackson County community as folks were struggling with their home repairs. And we just saw a great need to go out and to build wheelchair ramps and porches and paint and do drywall work, clean up yards, cut brush, and being able to take these teams of Brother's Keeper youth and adults into the community and build a relationship. And through those repairs, we're able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with these homeowners. These young folks love the fellowship. We have our Christian bands come in, and they have free time. They work 10 hours a day. I have some great meals, great activities, wonderful fellowship, and incredible worship. And that's all inclusive of Brother's Keeper.
Okay, and the youth who come to participate at your camp, where do they come from?
We're very blessed as Brother's Keeper continues to grow. Youth pastors, they communicate very well. And, you know, from experience, from the youth leaders, when they were young teenagers, 7th through the 12th grade, you're eligible. And when they participated with BK, they now are in leadership roles, and they're bringing their youth teams. So we do communicate it. We have our own website through news and media and other venues. But a lot of word of mouth through many of our churches understand the significance of how lives are changed through this mission of being a Brother's Keeper. We're now reaching youth out of Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and surrounding states to come and to be a part of the Brother's Keeper program.
Well, it sounds like a great program and a great way to teach kids the value of loving their neighbor and also the practical side of how do you go about loving your neighbor and making a difference in their lives in the name of Jesus. So that's a great thing. But now I know trying to hold a youth camp in 2020 got a little bit interesting, to say the least. How did you all adapt for 2020?
You know, Brother's Keeper, this was the year. This was the 20th year of doing Brother's Keeper. We have been in over 1,000 homes in Jackson County. We've seen numerous homeowners give their lives to the Lord. We've seen young folks go into the ministry as a result of the impact of Brother's Keeper. So this was the celebration. This was the year to celebrate. And of course, what happened? COVID-19. I had a few individuals come to me and said, Frank, we're not going to be able to do Brother's Keeper. And it just hit me hard because I know what a powerful ministry is. When you see folks' life change because of the gospel and the we've saved the community hundreds of thousands of dollars for repair works that we do. And I just knew that, hey, Brother's Keeper has to continue on. And I thought, As we continue to grow, we have equipped and trained these young leaders to be their Brother's Keeper. So our task force met and we prayed about it and said, hey, this year, let's do BK at home. And so around the world, yes, around the world, we have folks living. And we challenged them to, hey, be your Brother's Keeper in your own community. Maybe it's taking someone to a doctor's appointment, it's building a porch, it's cleaning a yard, painting a house, helping with a soup kitchen. And I'm telling you, absolutely amazing what God did. Brother's Keeper 2020, BK at home. And we had over 1,000 participants, 10 times what we usually have participating here in Jackson County. 1,000 participants doing projects in their community, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have an incredible website of just the work that's being done and to the glory of the Lord. So, you know, believe it or not, BK 2020 was a success and a huge celebration.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that 2020's camp was a huge success, even though you didn't meet in person. Looking forward toward 2021, do you anticipate being able to be together in person, or do you think it'll be another virtual youth camp? What do you think is coming?
You know, of course, I always set my hopes high, and we are certainly hoping to assemble, you know, in a safe manner, as we are allowed to do here at Parchment Valley Conference Center. We certainly hope to be in person and to be able to go out into communities, and we may possibly have to be flexible as we chart this map into the future, and we would definitely be together. Maybe it's smaller groups. We have each weekend a church group come in with a dedicated project. So we will be creative with trusting the Lord that we can gather again in 2021.
Okay. And if people wanted to help out, is there any way people can be a help to you?
You know, we could not do this program without volunteers. We take no pay for this. We each participant receives 6 shirts, and five shirts are for the work days. One for each day has the BK logo on the front, the sponsors listed on the back. We need sponsors. We need volunteers, because along with those skilled carpenters and painters and such, we need adult chaperone volunteers. So we need volunteers to come to help, to be a big part of Brothers Keepers. So we welcome volunteers, and we need them. You know, Brothers Keeper is such an incredible ministry now. It's more than the last week of June. In 2021, BK will be June 21st to the 25th. But BK has just resonated in the hearts of our community and those folks in the tri-state area, where we see that one gentleman, for instance, he was on his deathbed and he'd lost everything. Those kids came in, repaired his house from a storm, and showed him hope. And on the third day, he gave his heart to the Lord. 6 weeks later, he died. So, you know, it's just those little golden nuggets of blessings, and that's why we do what we do.
Amen. And when you have that opportunity to share Jesus with people like that, you know that everything else that you're doing is worth the work. So let me ask you, Reverend, if people want to get involved, or they want to get their youth involved or whatever for next year, how do they get in touch with you, or what should they do?
You know, the impact of Brothers Keeper 2020 is what we're experiencing now, is the mini BKs across the region, where church groups will go out for a weekend and do a project. But already we're getting telephone calls and emails saying, hey, we want to be a part of BK 2021. We want to experience this incredible opportunity to serve the Lord. And already we have business owners making contributions and donations. So what you need to do is give me a call, and that is Frank Miller at 304-372-3675, and let me share some of these wonderful opportunities, how you can come alongside us in 2021 of being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in your own community.
All right, so there you go. That number once again, 304-372-3675, if you want to get a hold of Reverend Miller. Or you can also learn more online. Just visit brotherskeeper.org. I want to say thank you to Reverend Frank Miller for being our special guest today. If you are a part of a group that's doing something exciting to bless our community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Drop me a line at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.